Join the chorus. It's time for another North Melbourne Footy Club update with Dean Vasek and special guests on Hashtag Kangaroos.
Hi, this is Ben McKay from the North Melbourne Footy Club, and you're listening to another episode of the Hashtag Kangaroos podcast. Here is your host, Dean.
Thank you, Ben McKay. Welcome to another episode. If this is your first time listening to the show, then welcome. My name is Dean Vasek, and you can find me on Twitter at Hashtag Kangas or on Instagram at Hashtag Kangaroos Podcast. So I'm back today with a Monday morning hangover podcast. And what a hangover it is. So I'll go through your Twitter and Instagram comments for this show, as well as give my thoughts on what I think as well. Talk about the reserves, who were pretty disappointing as well yesterday, particularly in the first half. So in saying all that, let's get to it. Where do you start after a game like that? Now, I watched the reserves yesterday, and they were flat to start the game as well, and I was hoping that we wouldn't do the same and come out with a bit of fire, especially early for Goldie's 300th. I thought there would be, you know, a real challenge at the contest and, you know, real players really going in ferociously. You know, he is a club legend and champion of the game, and we did the opposite. Came out flat, conceding two goals in the first 3 minutes of the game. And then we steadied a little during that quarter, but we never looked like it. We got beaten at the contest by players like Rao, who will themselves at each contest and work tirelessly to get to, you know, contest after contest after contest. Good lesson for Tom Powell. He played on him yesterday, so that's a real positive. You know, for Tom Powell, to get to that level of a Matt Rao type player is a very underrated. Like, I don't think he's underrated, but he's very, you know, he is rated by, you know, a lot of people in circles, but he does play for Gold Coast, so it makes it a bit tough. But, you know, you've got to be that type of player getting the contest and willing yourself at every contest and being desperate. That's where Tom Powell hopefully learned some lessons yesterday. So, yeah, and yeah, that's a positive for Tom Powell. Our back line is just yuck at the moment. So out of sync. Ben McKay is off at the moment. Not too sure what's going on there. I mean, I know he's only been back for 2 weeks, but really, looks a bit lost out there, whether to zone off his opponent or, you know, play a bit tighter. At the moment, he's doing neither. And given, you know, Ben King, a good run at the ball yesterday, too many times, whereas he probably should have at least got a body on him. Aiden Corr was pretty ordinary. Griffin Logue was okay, and we relied too much on Harry Sheasel to be our running creator from the back half. He was tagged out of the game by Nick Holman, and we had no overlap from the back half. No creativity. And it was all just chip, chip, and then long down the line. Last week looks to have shaken the confidence, and we're missing Simpkin. But we have to overcome that. It's as simple as that. Forward line and Larky hasn't been the same since he got the knock to his hip against Carlton on Good Friday. We aren't helping him because our delivery inside 50 has been dreadful and not up to standard. But I think third quarter, there was a chance where Common did a nice little pickup. Gave him a handball. Wasn't that hot, I didn't think. And he fumbles a simple handball received to give him a snap on goal. And then it goes the other end. And we turn it over and it goes the other end. Gold Coast kick a goal. And that was pretty much the game over. So, yeah, a little bit frustrated in that regard. Got nothing on the ground when that ball actually goes inside our 50. And isn't intercepted by a defender, which happens far too often. And it goes to ground. There's just nothing on the ground at the moment. There's no front and square players or anything. So a lot of issues at the moment, which is a worry. It's not a simple fix of just one or two things. I think it's about 10 things. And I feel like the first 2 weeks and the work there that has been, it's been undone a little now. So we can make changes to the team, and there will be changes this week. I've got no doubt about that. But I don't think the result is going to change anytime soon. And we might be able to fix one or two things, but the issues of getting numbers to a contest on the ground, being proactive and going after the ball rather than being reactive, which is highlighted by Ricky on the shinbone.com, and I was watching on TV, and I'm sure you'd love the listeners watching on TV, when everyone either watched or, you know, retreated to the goal line, and two players, besides two players, led to a soft, easy Jared Witts goal, is a side lacking belief and hard work right now. Supporters are frustrated, which I will go through the comments soon, and they have every right to feel frustrated because this has been a long 3 years of mediocrity, and with a new coach, arguably the greatest coach of the modern era, and not exactly a bunch of 19, 20-year-olds out there. This was an experienced team. It's a real worry right now. We are a real chance right now to win another wooden spoon. Gold Coast weren't flying either. They're a better side than what they are showing, but that was an easy, soft win, and we never challenged them. It was a 2022 game where the scoreline was similar of, 50 to 100, which happened for about 8 weeks in a row, I felt like, last year. So I know it's a process of a real rebuild, and there's going to be bumps along the way, but it's more the way we lost that was concerning. So hopefully we can, fix some issues this week, because we've got another tough game against Melbourne. Obviously, a lot of talk about travel. We have been travelling a lot for the first six rounds. In saying that, I talked to Troy Makepeace and I asked him his opinion about travel when he was playing. And he sort of said, look, once you cross that white line, you don't think about it. You just worry about the football. I'm not too sure. I don't know. I can't speak on behalf of individual players that go out to play. Maybe it is affecting some of them. But at the moment, I guess we can use that as an excuse. But now we're back in Melbourne at the MCG on a Saturday night against a very good Melbourne team who were one of the premiership fancies. I've gone back to that hope. I'm hoping we can put in a better performance rather than actually, probably a couple of weeks ago, if you asked me, I believe we'd put in a good performance. So, which is, a bit of a worry. And, old habits. I guess old habits die hard, don't they, really? So it's just, where are we at the moment? So, there were some positives. Jade Stevenson continues to hit the scoreboard. A bit stiff not to kick three or four. Set up a really good, clever pass to Paul Curtis as well to kick. Curtis Taylor, I should say, not Paul Curtis, to kick a goal in the second quarter, I believe. So his form has really been solid. Charlie Conlon continues to grow. I've been really, really happy with him. Tom Powell, like I said at the start, playing on Matt Rowell. That's a real positive as well. And I thought Ben Cunnington showed a lot too. Found a bit of form. Todd Goldstein continues to go from strength to strength. So there are some positives. There's no doubt about that. And I'll go through them during the week. So, and I'll, hopefully do more shows this week talking about it. We'll get the boys' opinions and girls' opinions and whoever else I have on to talk about tactics and individual players. But I will go through your Instagram comments first. So I'll go to Peter D. Flaherty. Disappointed, but from where we were, it's an improvement. Last year, that would have been a 20-goal flogging. It's pretty similar to last year there, Peter. So, thanks for the comment. Matthew Mill, very, very poor. The amount of inside 50 marks we are giving up. The team defense not working last 2 weeks at all. Think Bergman and Goda should come in for some speed and youth. Was a pretty old team we played. Nice to see Cunnington back in some form. Never doubted him. Larky wasn't competing. Turned isn't even doing his job. I think it's Turner he's going for there. This Howe bloke is very, very unreliable. Ball in hand. He works back to help a lot, but falls, kicks around his body, and can't spin a basic handball. I love Powell and think he will be great, but 3 to 4 times his turnover hurt a lot. Was poorest game I've seen him play. Mackay looks underdone, very poor from him, and Core doesn't look competitive. I thought Cunnington, Zeeble, Stevenson, McDonald, Logue, and Comben played okay. I'll drop Howe, Core, and probably give Shees a rest. Thank you, Matthew. All right, go to Anthony. First quarter and second part of the third quarter was shite. Need more consistency, more skill, more hardness. Oh, definitely need all those characteristics right now, Anthony. Thank you very much. Nathan Granger, absolute rubbish. If we keep Mackay, at least his asking price will be getting cheaper by the game. It looks like it at the moment. Surprised we didn't throw Shees or Ford to break his tag. He did go forward in the second half and even spend a little bit of time in midfield, but they could also be teaching him to work through it. Yeah, I think Alistair Clarkson talked about that after the game, that he's got to work. They're going to work with him to work through tags. Well, I hope he was anyway. Jay-Z and Goldie can hold their heads high. Yeah, Jack Zeeble, very good again. So, thank you, Nathan. Dart Bubba. A very hard watch. Skills need to improve. Steve-O keeps kicking his couple, which is pleasing. He is hoping we turn it around for the D's next week. Well, we're certainly hoping. Can't be too confident at the moment. Tristan Cook. Basic errors in dangerous positions costing us. Yep. Mackay isn't worth $1 million a year, at least not to us. Well, he isn't at the moment, probably. if Larky's injured, he needs a break. If he isn't, he needs to lift. Zerha back up forward. Hate to be so negative. The last 2 weeks have been horrid. I'd suggest half the team wouldn't be able to look Goldie in the eye after that one. Yeah, it would have been tough for a lot of the senior players that have, like a Ben Cunnington, Jack Zeeble, that carried him off the ground. It would have been tough for them to lose a game like that. Who else we got? Scott Witt. All right, Scott. Why am I watching this? Question mark. Once again, big lack of effort from so many. Maybe Clarko isn't the genius we hoped. His lineup questions are highly questionable. His lineup decisions are highly questionable. Sorry, Scott. No, I'll back him in. I think he's the greatest coach of the modern era. No, look, I'll stick fat through him, and I'll back him into whatever he's doing. That will work eventually. So yeah, just stay patient with us, Scott. I know I'm asking a lot, but stay with us. We'll turn it around. Brighton Ale. Isles? Yeah, I'll go with that. Devastating result. All 17 teams know our biggest weakness is our lack of aerial presence, or as that is where our opponents win it in both their delivery forward and their defence to rebound. Cunners rediscovered some form. However, Comden continues to build. Yeah, look, I talked about those boys, and yeah, Comden I'm very happy with at the moment. So he's definitely not the issue at the moment. So thank you to all those people that replied to my Instagram story for that. So we'll go to the Twitter. So Steve, at Steve in Lara, that was bad. Thank you, Steve. Azuro Bianco. At No Fuss North, Steve-O scoring each week is a real positive. A lot of talk about Steve-O, and a lot of people are happy with him, which is really good to see. So thank you, at No Fuss North. Lankan Roo, at Lankan Roo, we need to be patient a bit longer. This rebuild will take at least another 2 years. Yeah, look, I remember talking last year, and I was thinking, oh, yeah, I still think we'll play finals by 2024, but that's probably going to be going at least an extra 12 months, maybe 24 months at the moment. So, yeah, look, I agree. We need to be patient. And I've got to be a bit more patient too. Flash at Flash Nicole. What do you say? Got to halftime and couldn't watch any more after that. Come on, Flash. Stay with us, mate. Sue at Fine Lines. It's spelled F-Y-N-E Lions. It's a shame for Golden. I hate to say this, but while it was great to win those two games, we can't lose sight that this is a big rebuild. Our expectations shouldn't be too high for a few seasons. Coach and players will be finding their way. Just my humble thoughts. No, fair point there, Sue. And yeah, I certainly got to be a bit more patient. Yeah, look, I mean, 3 years of mediocrity, and yeah, I think our supporters are getting a bit frustrated at the moment. Paul at PCAR Burns, out till 1 a.m. this morning over here in Wales. Just about to watch the game now, even though I know the score. Well, yeah, you might be a little bit disappointed, Paul, so that's up to you. You're talking to a North Melbourne mate or something. He told him about the podcast, so I appreciate that, Paul. Good on you, mate. Matt Robinson at MattRob885-18961. We need speed. Bergman, Goda are must-haves. Give Archer some time, game time, please. Wardlaw, it's time, surely. Yes, I think Wardlaw won't be far away. I was impressed with him in the reserves on the weekend. 23 touches. I know a lot of people are sort of saying, oh, he might be still a week or two away. I did get a few replies from that, but I'll definitely be putting him in this week. We need just an injection. Maybe that might just fire up the boys. Getting a couple of the young guys in. I'll talk about another one in a minute too when I talk a little bit about the reserves. Claire Cozzi at Claire Cozzi. Bring on the AFLW season. Yep. Look, regardless, I want the AFLW season to be on anyway. So, she's probably Yeah, a bit overwatching the last couple of weeks. Regular on the show, Claire. So, yeah, no, but I want the women to come on play anyway. So, yeah, whether we're going well or not going well, I still want to see him. So, Daniel Pell at underscore Daniel underscore Pell. It was a very hard game to watch. Only a few players turned up to play. A disappointment in effort by the team, especially for Goldie's 300th. There needs to be a few changes for next week. Inns, Greenwood, in brackets FFS, Wardlaw at the very least, outs. Howe, Turner, a must. Thoughts? He's my thoughts. Yeah, look, I mean, those players that are coming out, you probably, look, I know Turner, he's got a role for him, but at the end of the day, I mean, you could put in a Jack Marnie, you'd be doing pretty much the same thing. So, and, you know, Turner is 27 now. Is he, you know, I mean, this is probably his role for the rest of his career if he does, you know, stay on a list. So, yeah, maybe it's worth just, even get Phoenix Spicer, who, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, you're not losing too much more. I know his defensive pressure is and the things he does for the team are a bit different, but we need some more proactive players. And Daniel Howard and Kane Turner are a bit of, you know, the negative sort of players and without much of a ceiling. So, yeah, I mean, it's a fair point there, Daniel. So, yeah, look, it's up to the selectors to make that call and whether they want to, you know, get more young kids in now and just take a few of the senior players out now and get games into, you know, the Bergmans and Flynn Perez's and so forth. And, yeah, well, time will tell, I suppose, in coming weeks. But thanks for the tweet there. Mark BJ at Mark Beach Jones. Congratulations on Wrexham going back to the Football League. Just to go off topic, and probably a lot of you listeners won't know what I'm talking about, but yeah, they had a fantastic year, the Wrexham Football Club, and they almost didn't get the top spot, which would have been automatic promotion with 110 points, which is crazy, because Notts County were a very good team as well. So, yeah, anyways, 2021 and 2022, repeating itself, play Bergman, go to Wardlaw, Perez, Archer, just because you're in your mid-20s shouldn't count, Turner, Howe, Core, etc. And also, Mackay should have come back through the twos. He has no game awareness. Bloody disappointing overall. I think Mackay's, you know, got the runs on the board where you sort of, he should have, no, you put him straight, yeah, you put him straight in your team. He's that good. He's probably, you know, in the best six players. He's in the leadership group. So, no, I had no problem with him coming back in, but he has been disappointing, like I did say before. Michael, that's Michael CO, as the door slams behind me, almost gives me a heart attack, CO678. The Suns are no more than Division 2 EDFL team, and they made us look second rate. We were slow. We looked slow. The Suns' best head-to-head winning rate is against North. We should be ashamed. Disgusting performance. Hard calls need to be made. Probably, yeah, very emotional then, Michael. Yeah, and they do have, they've only got a winning record against one team in the competition. That's against North Melbourne. They've won 10 and lost 8 against us. And you probably can't count the first couple of years. I think Ricky sort of mentioned that. Ravishing Ricky mentioned that. Sort of saying that the first couple of years we got 3 easy wins against them, so it's really a 10-5. So we've become a bit of a bunny for them, like you know, Stuart Broad to David Warner or Shane Warner, Darryl Cullen, and back in the 90s. So yeah, no, we're struggling against them, but we've struggled against a lot of teams the last few years. Azuru Bianco again at No Fuss North. He just said skills about 20 times. Thanks for sending another tweet. Poya at Ruboy underscore 18. The two big boys up back is not working. We need one of the lads from the first two games to bring that zip out of the back line. We certainly need some rebound out of there. I agree with you there. David Hunter at Nurries 11. Asher starting a month or so that's a positive. Let's not dismiss the season just yet. Rue Sewitt at Rue Sewitt 118. Early season travel doesn't help. Understand the reason for not playing the kids so much after all the travel. LDN, Larky not even 80% fit. Core, Mackay, Logan, Zeebs does not go well into a back line. Times Time's up for Turner, Howe, and Core. We are probably lacking a rebound defender. I was certainly hoping we would have got a bit more from Aaron Hall as far as rebound goes, but he didn't do as much of that as all would have liked to have seen. So hopefully in the coming weeks he will give us that rebound in the back line, and Harry Shees will go back there, and he's not going to get tagged every week. So who would play this week? Melbourne. I wouldn't think they would put a tag on him, but I'm not 100% sure. Anyways, we'll move forward. Grant Robertson at Ruiz Grant. How often does an opposition player impose himself in the game early and we continually kick it to him? Up high so they can mark it again like they are a magnet. Gold Coast had two such players today. We have no tall players who can get in front and take a strong one grab mark. I think Charlie Comben is slowly getting there. He took in a couple of nice pack marks, but at the end of the day, there's got to be a balance of kicking long, which we seem to do a lot of, aimlessly, and, lowering your eyes and just, hitting lead-ups, which is where Nick Larkey is best utilised, and we just haven't been doing enough, not since round one, really. So, yeah, that's something we have to work on. Zerha's wine glass tattoo. Okay, that wine glass tat. Players should apologise to the members after that performance. Disgraceful effort and even more disappointing for Goldie. We desperately need some class and pace back in the side. I don't know how much of class and pace we got in the reserves. They were very disappointing as well. And on that, I might as well mention now, Josh Goda did do a hamstring, so he probably... He'd probably be out for a number of weeks. So, yeah. Well, we brought in Aaron Hall. This probably gives us a bit of that pace in the team. But unfortunately, probably didn't have the impact that we would have liked. Frizz Lazo at Frizz Lazo just sent a GIF of a guy with glasses, big glasses, blinking with big eyes. So thank you for that. LDU's first 5 steps at Big Boner 98 feels like the beginning of another wasted spoon season. Oh, there's never a wasted season. I think there's always lessons learnt and things that you can build from. So yeah, no, it's not another wasted season, but it's not looking good at the moment that we can avoid another wooden spoon. So Harley Reid, here we come. Dazzy K at Dazza K01, lack of composure and awareness across the board with and without the ball. No footy knows at all. Maybe players are a bit confused about how to play. Like I sort of mentioned the back line, some players look like they're a bit lost when the zone off or stay close to their opponents. So, yeah, no, it is a work in progress. But like I said at the start, it's not just that issue. It's we've got a number of issues at the moment. All sports considered at All Sports Can. Tonight I really missed Dish. He would always compete, and if he didn't mark it, then the ball came to ground. Steve are impressed, but must have done well in the pressure acts. Look, I think he did really well, Steve-O. So no complaints from me with his form lately. Roger at REGOR3011. To have Shields as a sub is hard to understand. A sub should be someone that makes an impact with speed and skill, not a player well in their 30s and there for their experience. Wardlaw needs to come in, as does Goda and Berglund. We need run. I wasn't too worried about Shields being sub. I think that was the least of our worries, to be honest with you. But, it's interesting how we utilise a sub this year. We've seen Ben Cunnington come off and Hugh Greenwood's been a sub a couple of times. So, yeah. It's interesting how we're utilising that this year. And it's interesting to see how we will utilise it in the future weeks, whether we go, like you said, maybe someone a bit younger and a bit faster, like maybe a Miller Bergman or, Josh Goda or something like that, or whether we just continue to go down that experience path, which is what we've sort of done. So, yeah, but if we're, 6 goals down halfway through the third quarter and not looking like it, then it's not going to make a difference anyway. Jazz at Jazz_Sing. We can't not have any of our best 22 not play. Just don't have the depth. Hopefully we'll build as things progress. Ben M looks like he's lacking run but should be better for it. Probably also need another big defender. Yeah, Yeah, look, we're probably lacking a bit of depth. Not to bring this name up again, but Tarryn Thomas would be pretty handy right now to give us a bit of run through the middle of the ground. And Jai Simpkin as well is out of the team, and we've really struggled without him in that midfield especially. I think LDU plays better with him, and yeah, I think just in general we play better with when he's been there. Chef of Salvation at the ATEX. I got home from work with 5 minutes to go in the first half. 15 minutes into the third, I turned it off. Never thought I'd see the club perform this bad in a milestone game. He didn't watch much. He watched 10 minutes. Was embarrassed for Todd Goldstein. He deserves better. He definitely does there, Chef. Yeah, and that was the most disappointing thing, I think, and that's where the frustration lays with a lot of supporters. Angry North supporter at North _ supporter. With a name like that, I think you're going to be pretty angry here. I don't think we'd win anyway for as long as I can remember. Suns have been good at locking the ball in their forward 50 against North. North don't play well against them. Not unhappy we're in the mix for pick one from next year. I'd expect improvement. Yeah, look, we're certainly hoping for improvement this year, but and we have showed signs of improvement. I think, yeah, I misread the situation, and maybe we all did, that we're fast-tracking a lot further than what we are. And, I don't think we're as good as the first 2 weeks, and maybe not as bad as the last 2 weeks. Maybe we're somewhere in between. But time will tell over the next 4 to 6 weeks as well. MUNSONNED. That's his Twitter handle. I hate bagging players, but there are several already mentioned who the game appears to have passed by. A defensive structure looked atrocious in the first half yesterday. We gave up too many marks to unmarked players. Felt bad for Goldie and how the team played for in his 300th. Yeah, no, we didn't do him any justice, that's for sure, for his career. One's Cairns at Kate's _ postcards. One, still too many players in the thinking about the game plan category for the game plan to be effective. Two, teams have figured out which of our players to neuter for the max impact. Need others to step up and fill a void. Three, kind of starting to get the feels back. Hashtag Kangas. I think most of the players would understand the game plan. At the moment, teams probably have figured out that if you stop Harry Sheasel, they're not going to get much run behind the ball, which happened yesterday. And, yeah, it's good to see Cunnington get some form back, which is good. Thanks for that. Stephen at Stephen Woos. Disappointing. Move on. Well, it's probably the best way to look at it. Marty Blake at MDLuxe 21. From everything I've been reading, I'm lucky I was on a flight home to miss the game. Oh, come on, Marty. You should have watched it on the flight home. Just joking. Harvey Sutherland at Harvey South forced them to walk home after that. No, it'd be a long walk. We wouldn't be able to make the game against Melbourne this week. So, yeah, no, we need a flight home. Billy Wordle at DOPENAMAE, bro. No worries, bro. Zeebel, Steve-O, Lowe, Goldie, and the only players that can hold their heads up. Maybe. Simon Haig at Simon Haig 12. List is a mess. Look, there's probably a little bit of truth in that. It is a bit unbalanced at the moment. Stock Watchman at Stock Watch Ost. Australia, that must be. Thought we might show something early after getting belted last week, but from the first bounce, you could see we were very off, very disappointing. True there. Ash at Howie _22. How Turner never picked again. Big Ben has checked out. Oh, I don't know if he's checked out. Scott on thin ice. Lucky a spell in the VFL. He can't take a contested grab if his life depended on it. Cunners love him, but I think it's time. I thought Cunners played pretty well. Larky's just got to get back to form. A lot of players are out of form at the moment too, which just doesn't help. David McCarthy, heartbreak. So, yep. Stokesy, he's got a gif of a big pile of shit. So, thank you, Stokesy. Ben Stokes there, English cricketer, all-round cricketer, I'm sure it's him. Sean Barry at Shawnee KB, get the kids back in, go to Bergman must-haves, move Bailey Scott back to the wing or half-back where he actually knows how to play and stop wasting him up forward. Kane's tried his guts out, but no one else in on the inside to help him out and left him to fend alone. Poor Goldie. He did try, Cunners, yeah, and he always tries. There's never been a lack of effort with him, that's for sure. Yeah, poor Goldie as well. Yeah, Scott has been playing a little bit of half forward. Look, it's worth a try. I mean, it's not probably hasn't worked as well as we would have liked, but we are crying out for that another small forward. Anthony Donato at Anthony_Donato, embarrassing effort to celebrate a club champion. Once again, we make Gold Coast look like peak Hawthorn. The zonal game plan is clearly not working as there's not the required effort to execute it. How Turner Hall not up to it? Cunners unfortunately looks shot too. Lots of work to do. Look, I thought Cunners did pretty well. I thought he found a bit of form. So, yeah, fair enough, Bo. Brendan Smith at Malawa. 23, patience and a lot is required. Clarko took over a basket case in 2005, turned over a list and a powerhouse in 2008. Lots of inexperienced talent rely too much on Cunners. Goldie, Jay-Z, Suva has struggled since hip knock. Yeah, I did mention that. Please remain positive, small Steph. I like the toy there. Brendan, and I'm going to be positive for the rest of this podcast, I hope. Thank you for that. Marcus at TSLLAAAUT. Those two W's were great but misleading. This is going to be how the season goes. Just not enough pieces there to work with yet. Okay, thank you, Marcus. Kai, go to Bergman, need to be in the team. And we need to play CCJ until Sherry is fit. Forward line is so small when Chom is up the ground. Yeah, CCJ was okay yesterday. I think he kicked a couple of goals. Spent spells in the ruck as well. He's working in the fitness. So, look, it's going to be interesting to see can we play, and I'll put this question during the week, I'm sure, whether we can play CCJ, Comben, and Larky up forward, but because it does leave us very top-heavy. But at the moment, it doesn't really matter because when the ball hits the ground, there's no one there anyway. So it's more of a, yeah, we've got to work something out there more than anything. Duncan Cameron at Marta_III. Milestone games used to be big for us. So disappointed for Goldie. Yeah, look, I mean, it's just where we're at, unfortunately. Tony Hunter. Abject. An embarrassment to Goldie's 300th. That's at Tony Hunter, 1957. Yes, a little bit. It's obviously very disappointing. Tony. Kaz at Kazaroo 3533. Jai Simpkin missing Kildas, couldn't get it out of the middle. Far too many list cloggers. Got to wonder what Cloger sees in Howe because he is ordinary. Sadly, the VFL got done badly too, and Goldie did a hammy. Yes, all very points there. All very good points there, Kaz. Lewis at Lewis Ante. Interesting question. Gems was crap. Week one and two was great, but in hindsight was a fault. False economy because both WA teams are crap and we just fell in. We have no run from behind the footy. What value does Shiel, Howe and Turner bring? Corey's no good and I doubt has ever been. We do look a bit slow at the moment. So, yeah, look, I agree with you there. So, we certainly need to provide some sort of run and drive from behind the ball in particular. We can't just rely on Harry Shees on it because if he gets tagged out of it, no one stepped up on the weekend anyway. Steve at Steve1658203. Need to play more kids. Too many old blokes. Effort poor, only upside. More top draft picks. No guarantees they'll be any good. Going to be a long 5 years. Stay with us, Steve. Fab Crit_Fab. We are pathetic. We're not pathetic, but we're pretty ordinary on a weekend. David Board at David Board. Been on the road 4 games out of the 6. Hopefully we're gassed from all the travel. Look, it's a possibility. We're certainly hoping that anyway. Luke Brown at Luke Bro. 258-42068. Fucking awful from the first bounce. Look, it's pardon for the language. Look disinterested over it already, and it's round 6. We have a horrendous draw coming up, so they better find something else. We could be sitting 2-10 at the break. As bad as loss I've seen, and that's saying a lot over the last 4 years. I saw some pretty ordinary ones last year, so yeah, nah, but this is similar to last year, that's for sure. Luke Brown. Rusty underscore snake, at Rusty underscore snake, where was the effort we showed in the first 2 weeks? Nil pressure, time to make some changes, Clarko. There'll be team changes this week, I think. Andrew at Berminator 13, Core had the worst game I've ever seen. Ben may be on his way out. I can't make sense of their defensive structure. Obviously, we're trying something in defensive back six. And it's just not clicking at the moment. We are conceding a lot of marks inside 50. I think it was 20 marks inside 50 we conceded again on the weekend, which is an improvement from about, what was the week before, about 40-odd or something like that. So that's an improvement. So, yeah, small steps, I guess. But we are working on something there. And hopefully, with, Clarko, can have a system that's, that will eventually work once they get more used to it and there's more continuity between those boys. Nipper at Andrew 91 912 053645. Cunner's made some mistakes, but he's better than LDU. Why has LDU gone off the ball? Curtis Taylor has had enough time. He should be impacting by now. Kane Turner, it causes me pain seeing him in the team. Yeah, a lot of talk about Kane Turner. Curtis Taylor, he had another interrupt. He's another player that had an interrupted preseason, so he's probably a little bit off. LDU is definitely a better player when Jai Simpkin is in there. Orange Paradox at Orange underscore Paradox bugger. Thank you, Orange. Cillian Davey at C underscore Davey 97. Shameful. Fair enough, Cillian. Robert Munro at Muron. Robert, if we are going to lose like we have the last few weeks, we might as well play the kids. Subbing Phillips for Shield. Why? Playing Hall instead of Goto Bergman. We look really slow. It's more the way we're playing as well. Look, we do look slow. I did say that earlier as well. But, yeah, it's more the way we're playing. It's a lot of chip without any real run from behind. That's a system thing as well. Graham King, we really could be 6-0 as the two we won were close wins. Still a long way to go. Only positive was it wasn't a 10-goal loss, which it could have been easily been. It definitely could have. We could have really, if we kick straight in the last quarter, we probably could have got back to a 20-point loss. But they did have a lot of injuries going in the last quarter. I think they only had one rotation on the bench left in the last quarter. So we probably should have got back to 20 points, which wouldn't have been so bad. North Pod at North Pod Show. Not a lot of positives. Should have been a much larger margin. Tough to watch. I think he's just started his own podcast at North Pod Show, so check that out. I'm sure if you just type in on any or whichever podcast platform you use, that you'll find it, North Pod. So yeah, it is tough watch sometimes. Thank you for that. Johnny Random at Johnny Random 4, fumbling, bad skills, etc. More culling at the end of the year. There's always going to be delistings at the end of the year. So yeah, which will happen. So I'm just going to go through these last few. The worst thing is people keep saying we're a young side. It will take time, but Zeebel 32, Cunnington 31, Shields 31, Goldstein 34, Howe 28. Hall 32, Turner 27, Tucker 26, Logue 25, McDonald 28, Core 28, Larky 24, Zerha 24, LDU 23, Taylor 23. That's 15 out of the 22 that played today. I certainly didn't think we were a young side yesterday. I did mention at the start that, it wasn't a young team by any means. It's obviously a little bit concerning and a little bit disappointing. And thank you for that, Alec Diva. At Alec, so with three E's and a C-O-1. Chips at Chips 22509. Horrendous, and it's becoming harder and more embarrassing to be a supporter every week. Stick with us, Chips. It will turn around. I can't promise that, but stick with us anyway. VRSALJAK at VRS, yeah. ALJK, shit ass way to send off a legend. Yeah, we haven't sent him off. Yeah, we did cheer him off at the end of the game for his 300th, but it was obviously very disappointing. Nipper at Andrew, this is your second tweet, 9120953 65. Larky needs to stop worrying about his hair and try and take a grab, playing like he really doesn't give a shit. Not acceptable from a leader. Oh, he does give a shit. I'm not too sure if he's restricted at the moment, but at the moment he's out of form, like probably a number of others. Jeremy at Jezza_CFC, spineless. 300 games for one of the club's greatest ever players, and we put up a shit show like that. Pressure from the first few games completely gone, and the skills are as shocking as ever. Pathetic. Oh, very emotional, Jeremy, but stick with us, mate. We will turn it around. Like I said, I can't promise that, but yes, stick fat. A. Clark, this is the last one, at A. Clark, 1961. How Turner Core always plays shit, so never select again. Greenwood not in is a travesty. Yeah, Greenwood is good in the reserve, so he'll definitely put his name up, I would think, this week. So, yeah. Oh, man, that's all the tweets. So thank you to all you lovely listeners for putting the comments out for the show. A lot of people are very emotional, very disappointed with the performance yesterday. So we're certainly hoping we can have a big bounce back this Saturday night. Stick thick with the club. Go to the game on Saturday night if you can, and hopefully we can put up a good performance. Through the darkness, there will be light. So, at the moment, what's the darkest hour? I think it's 4 o'clock in the morning or something like that. So, this is the darkest hour at the moment. So it's only a couple more hours to sunlight. I'm trying to come up with a saying here, and I don't know where I'm going with this, but stick with us. Yeah, and we will turn it around. I'll talk about the reserves. The reserves had a bad loss yesterday. Josh Goeder did a hamstring as well, just to rub it in. So he won't be back this week, I wouldn't think. A 9-goal loss, and it was about 10 goals at halftime. Wardlaw looked good, 23 touches, and I think he will debut this week. I think they'll put him in. I was impressed with Drury as well, playing half forward, mid, and highly skilled. Kicked 2 goals in the third quarter, I believe, with 19 touches. So I'd like to see both of them come in. Greenwood with 27 touches, 10 tackles and 15 clearances will certainly be in the frame, I think. I know a lot of people are saying we can't play Greenwood and Cunnington together, but they played round 1 and 2 and we won both those games. So, maybe you can play them. Other than that, there wasn't too much else as far as standout performers. Sam Lawson certainly tried hard. And so did the captain as well, Watkins. So, they're not on the list. So, we can't look at those types of players. Anyways, that's it for today. Thank you to all you lovely listeners for all the likes, comments, and retweets you put out for the show. Much appreciated. Keep subscribing. Leave ratings and reviews on all podcast platforms you listeners use. It really helps the show go out to more and more supporters, which is important. So that's it. I will be back probably tomorrow, Tuesday evenings. I won't be able to do Monday evening shows for probably the next 6 to 8 weeks. I've got a lot on during the evenings, so I won't be able to do that. So I will move it to Tuesday with the boys and probably do other shows during the week as well. So that's it. Today, I will leave a shout out to Bretzky at Bretzky71. Bye for now, and go Roos.